Okay, we're going to do a bit of catching up today, I hope, Yemetz Hashem. We're going to be carrying on some relevant halachas. We'll be talking about how should a person daven is in the plane, in the bus, or on a donkey, on a horse wagon, you name what you say what's more common. So we're going to be talking about that. We'll be talking about emergency situations. We'll be talking about about these halachas, Seif Gimel, page 254, top line. Mishen Yochel Lechaven Aruchos. Somebody who doesn't know the directions, he doesn't know where is east, south, east. By the way, talking about east, south, east, I saw it's a huge amount of discussion among poskim, exactly how come some of the members of the Shia pointed out that it's really strange. What is this Mizrach business? Because we really don't need to have Mizrach. It's southeast more than the east. And what is this Mizrach? And it remains an open-ended question because even the Mishneh Berurah keeps talking about Mizrach. And it's really, really, from Radin as well, it wasn't really east. It was southeast. And it remains open-ended. I'm not quite sure. It remains a bit of a question mark. But either way, Mishen Yochel Lechaven Aruchos, if you don't know the directions, you don't know exactly where you are, your intention, your kavon in your heart should be to daven to the Ribono Shel Olam, because that's ultimately the whole idea of it. Of course, the underlying idea is to have kavona to daven to Hashem. So if you don't know the position, the direction, it's not ma'akev. Interestingly, the poets can mention what happens if there's a few people and nobody really knows which direction to daven. So what is it that they need to ensure? Exactly. What they need to just make sure, if you don't know the direction, just make sure that you're all davening the same direction, because it would look odd that you're davening towards different directions. So even if you don't know where to daven, just make a common decision and go a certain way. Somebody's riding on a donkey. You don't need to go down. You don't need to get off the donkey. You can remain on the donkey. Even if there is somebody there that would hold the reins of the donkey, you don't need to go down. But you can daven whilst on the donkey. Similarly, if you're on a boat, on a horse wagon, if you can stand. And if you can't stand, remain where you are and daven. And if needed, if you're walking on the way, you can daven where you are. Even if you're not facing Yerushalayim, you can still daven. Even if there's no danger, you should stand where you are. If you were to stop and stand and daven, you're going to be very bothered about the delay. You're getting off the donkey, you're anchoring the boat, and you're davening like that. You're going to be bothered about the delay. You're going to be counting the minutes that you're delayed. Therefore, you don't have to do that. You can just remain on the donkey, you can remain on the horse wagon, and you're just carrying on the route. Even that, yes. You want a proper kavona, and we allow you to just carry on moving. This all depends on the way. Depends on the place. And according to his fear and his worries, and his state of mind. To stand per office during the brach of and one should really, ideally, one should try to stand for the first bracha, which is ovos, unless there is a sakon involved. So we're learning that if you're journeying, you're traveling, and there is a concern that if you get off the donkey, you get off the boat, you just stop and daven, you're going to be bothered at what you're going to think about the whole time. Exactly, you don't want to miss the boat. Exactly, yeah, absolutely. You want to get delayed. Therefore, we say, you know what? Forget it. Just keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. It's fine. Keep moving. That's fine. If possible, if there's no danger, if it's possible, then at least for Ovis, stay put and say Ovis, the first part of Shemona Esrei, say that standing. But otherwise, you can just keep going. And if there's a corner, you can anyway just keep going.
On a donkey, it doesn't say you have to get up.
Correct.
So you just sit on a donkey.
You do.
So why is it more?
Oh, very good. Why is this different? So we're learning the donkey, the boat. You can just really remain where you are. So the question is, what about a car? Train. Plane. We'll be discussing the plane. We're going to be discussing the train. We're going to be discussing the car. Rabbi, so let's start with a train. What would you say is halacha in the train? Sit down.
You could. I mean, I've had this many times because I've traveled the train quite a lot. So you could stand. You know, nobody would know what you would say. The only thing is, it's a bit wobbly sometimes.
Right.
I have occasionally, when it's going to be awkward, I have sat down and said it. I was told once you can, in an emergency, you can.
Oh, can you sit down? Good.
Well, all these cases, many of these cases seem to be sitting down, and the whole reason. All the reason behind this is that your mum will be bothered if you're going to be delayed. So presumably if you're standing up and you're shaking around, your mum's also going to be bothered.
Very good. Right. So absolutely. So the consensus of the poskim is if you need to sit down in the train ride, it's fine. If it's going to take away Yishuv Hadas, if you won't be able to concentrate, you can sit down. In fact, if you're going to be able to concentrate better when you are sitting, that's the chatchila what you should do. And this really brings to the question of the plane. What is the right way to daven in a plane? What's the right way to daven in a plane? Sitting down. So Moshe has a tshuva about it, but Shlomo Zalman is even more opinionated. Shlomo Zalman says, the lechatchilah way of davening a plane is sitting. Because there's nobody who can daven properly standing, says Shlomo Zalman, in a plane. You won't be able to daven properly in a plane if you're standing. And he doesn't encourage people to make a minyan in a plane. He doesn't feel it's right to make a minyan in a plane for various reasons. And he says the best way to daven in a plane is stay put, remain seated, and daven like that. Yeah.
Last time I flew, someone was quite insistent on getting a minyan because he had to say kaddish.
Uh huh.
So how would it work if, I mean, you've got one person here davening and one over there?
The truth is that the Kaddish will be mitztaref. If you have 10 people, it probably will be mitztaref. It's all considered the same room. So it will be mitztaref. As to whether that's the ideal way of doing things, it's questionable. It's very questionable. It's very questionable. It's very, very questionable. But as far as the Kaddish is concerned, the Kaddish will be mitztaref. Shlomo Zalman, however, encourages people to just, he actually says, to the chatchila. Good question. You can b'diavad do it standing. But as far as Shmuel Esrei is concerned, Mishnah Berurah addresses it here, and he says that the best way to do things is actually in a sitting. He said it's better sitting. That brings to the car. So now there's the driver and the passenger. Let's talk about a passenger. A person driving a car or in a coach or car or whatever it may be. If the passenger can stand, it should. There again, the poskim say that if needed, you sit. Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva about what you're driving back late from a chasana. You haven't davened ma'ariv. There's two options. Either you daven when you get home, but that's going to be after chatzos. That's a bidyavet. You're not meant to daven ma'ariv after chatzos. But then you can daven ma'ariv properly. Or you're going to daven ma'ariv before chatzos in the car sitting. What's better? Either, imagine on the way back from a chasana. Okay, you're driving home. You're as a passenger, that is. Okay, you can either remain seated and daven Shemona Esrei like this. It's going to be before chatzos. Or you wait until you get back home, and that's going to be after chatzos, and you're going to davening standing. Absolutely correct. That's what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Correct.
I mean, the height.
Absolutely. And although you're going to be sitting, it's better to daven before chatzos, sitting, then to daven after chatzos, standing. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. And now, then you should wait. Then you should wait. And that leads us to a very interesting Shalom Moshe. What if a person is driving? Can you daven Shmoneh Esrei when you're driving? Imagine people who are experts and you can really drive like without, you can just, you know, you're expert driving, you know the way, with my closed eyes.
With my eyes closed.
With your eyes closed, absolutely. You know, and you totally, and it's absolutely, in fact, you know, you can daven with Kavona to some extent. And yeah, you know, is there any, can you daven like that? Daven Shmoneh Esrei whilst you're driving. No, you can't. Right, so Shlomo Zalman there goes, and he says, definitely not. That Shlomo Zalman said, definitely not. He said, you just definitely can't. Lo, he's Mekil as a passenger, and he's got very, but he comes to the driver, he said, that it gets near to Pikuach Nefesh. And he said, besides that, you're not going to be concentrating. You're not going to be concentrating on two things. So either it's going to be dangerous, or it's not going to be Shmoneh Esrei, but it's not going to be both.
So,
yeah. Yeah. So the Rebbe Shlomo Zalman definitely speaks against it. What is interesting is that he speaks about benching as well. In the same paragraph, he speaks about benching. And that's very relevant. Benching in the car. Driving. What about that?
No?
No?
If you're the driver.
No, if you're the driver.
Benching is compared to Shmoneh
Esrei. Right, that's exactly what he does. That's exactly what Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says. He's for benching either. It's the Raisa. You can't bench whilst driving. So don't drink whilst driving and don't bench whilst driving. So he says you can't. Okay. Steve, hey. Don't bench and drive. Yeah. Hoyo Yoshev is finna if he was in a boat. Oy be'agola in a wagon. Im yochel amoit bimkoy makriyas oy meit. If you can stand when you are meant to bend down the kriyas, the bowing down that we do at the beginning and the end of Shemoneh Esrei, if you're in a position that you can actually just bow down, stand and bow down, you should do that. Kedeshi kriya meumot, you know they should be bowing down in standing, and step back the three psiyas. So he says that although you're going to be sitting the whole Shemoneh Esrei, there is a point of standing up just for the bowing down and the three steps. So at the very least, try to do that. Although you are sitting the whole Shemoneh Esrei, nevertheless, if you can stand, k'day in order lekayim akiris v'apsiris k'dak, in order should to the bank downs and the steps, you should do them properly. V'im efshaloi, and if it's impossible for him, k'goyin such as shiroichav ala behema, if you're riding on an animal, yachzir a behema shloish apsiris l'achel. If you can, get the donkey to step back three steps. I don't know how to do that. Anybody has got any experience in making a donkey go back three steps? Must be a very firm donkey. He knows how to do that. And that's considered, if he actually stepped back himself. So if you're, you should try to, if you're on a donkey, try to get the three steps yourself. If that's not feasible, then get a donkey to do the three steps.
For the car, same thing.
The car, yeah, that's good, yeah, the car, yeah. Yeah. So if you had a, yeah. So he said that you should do that if possible. The Mishnah says, what is the reason for these? What is the reason for stepping back? Mishnah Mun have gotten you test, says as follows. Yachzir behemo, should we go back? The behemo should go back. Oh, yachzir atzmo lachorov, if you can do yourself, that's fine. Al gabe behemtoy. You should try to do that whilst on the animal. Kederech, shoyunoyik, imoyoboli, potem ilifne amelech. And this really is the reason why we step back. Why do we step back three steps? So there are a few reasons. One reason is mentioned over here. Now the reason why you step back is because that's the way you distance yourself from a king. Is you step back whilst facing the king. You're going to take steps back, And that's what we are meant to do. So when you approach a king, you're going to go 3 steps forward. When you distance yourself, you're going to go 3 steps back whilst facing him. And that's what we're doing over here. So if you can't do it physically yourself, get the animal to do that for you. Right. Right. Okay, so Yvav. Choyle, ill person. Mispalel should daven. Afilu sheikh val tzidoy, even if he's lying on his side. Choyle should daven, even if he's lying position. Unwell person can daven in a lying state. For who and Aish Yochel Echavan died, that's if he can concentrate. If he can't concentrate, it's different Shaila, but if he, as long as he can concentrate, he should be davening even in a lying state. If he cannot daven at all, nevertheless, Yahar Beliboy, at the very least, he should have the intention of the Kavan of Shemoneh Esrei in his mind. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, we say it every year. So if you cannot daven, we're learning halacha now. If you cannot daven properly, you should have Shemoneh Esrei in your mind, at the very least. Somebody who's not able to daven, he should at least think about Shemoneh Esrei, yeah. There's what facing you? And you can't do it. Well, you can't do it. It's not my.
You can, but it's going to look like you're bending down.
To a person.
Yeah.
Good question. You should still do it. Where we see that you shouldn't do it is that if it's in a person, it doesn't matter. Even if it's right in front of you, if there is a tzelem there, or anything which may look as if you're bowing down to that particular thing, if it looks like the person is serving over his own or anything, then you shouldn't. But if it's just a person which is opposite you, you can still do it. Yeah, Sifkoten, Chof, first wide line in Mishnebuch, Choyle Mispal, an ill person, Vizokain, an elderly gentleman, an elderly person, She'en Yochel Amoit, who cannot stand at all, he's so old he can't stand anymore, Yeshev M'Koimoi, he should stay in his place. So if his person is in a wheelchair, he can daven in a wheelchair. Daven Shemoneh Esrei in a wheelchair, doesn't have to stand up. And if at the very least he can stand up for bowing down, he should do so. He should be bowing down whilst standing if he can. He should do so. And then Sifkot Chofal of Yara Belibu should think in his heart. The person cannot daven Shemoneh Esrei properly. He should have Shemoneh Esrei in his mind. If you have Shemoneh Esrei in your mind, without verbalizing it, to some extent, you're Yoitza. And you don't have to go over it, over Shemoneh Esrei properly. If you are feeling Hivri, Bismanat Fila. 2 hours later, you feel a lot better, now a person can daven. You don't have to go over Shemoneh Esrei if you had the Shemoneh Esrei in mind earlier. Me'acha, since Sha'onu Su'ato, he was an onus. So we're learning over here that it's very interesting halacha that b'di'avet, the person wasn't able to verbalize Shemoneh Esrei. He was lying flat in his bed, ill. He can't daven, but he's thinking in his mind about Shemoneh Esrei. Imagine, he's thinking about it. He's yotze to some extent, so much so that if 2 hours later suddenly feels much better and still time to daven Shemoneh Esrei, he shouldn't go with Shemoneh Esrei again because to some extent he was yotze earlier. Fascinating. What do you think about that?
Does he think about the word?
Yeah. He can't. It's not sufficient just think about the concept of Shemoneh Esrei. That won't be sufficient. He needs to actually go through the words. But I still think it's a huge chiddush. What do you think about it? It's interesting, isn't it? What do you think about it?
Which is thinking, not actually saying. Verbalizing.
Not verbalizing at all. And he learns it from a pasuk. Imu belevavchem, you should say in your heart, al mishkavchem, whilst you're lying. So it's a special halach for somebody who's ill. If somebody's in a rush and for some reason can't make it, and he's just doing like that, that wouldn't be good. It's just specifically for somebody who is lying ill in bed. A special color. Interesting. Sif Zayin. Mi shahoyu lo anosim. If somebody had dangerous people near him, Khalila, Mikan from one side, or Mikan from the other side. And he's concerned, there's dangerous people near him. Imagine driving midnight through which area?
Brixton.
Is that really the most unpleasant place?
Tottenham.
Yeah, so you're going around there, and you're worried that Shem Yafsikut Filosoi. Yes, you're worried, you're in the middle of davening, and you're worried that, oh, people are going to stop me. and they're going to be stopping him. And they're going to maybe take my money away. So Yeshivim Koimo, you don't have to get out. You don't have to go and daven on in a dangerous place. You can stay Yeshivim Koimo. You should sit where you are. Umispal and daven there. If we were expecting him to get out of his wagon, to get off his donkey, and we expect him to get out and daven on the street, he's not going to be able to daven. He's going to be petrified. He's going to be worried. He's going to be anxious. So therefore, we tell him, don't worry about it. Just keep moving. It's fine. It's fine. You can daven like that. Shein datu mishavis olah, because his mind is not settled on him. Even the three steps, you can do once you can just remain seated. You don't have to do the three steps at the beginning and the end of tefillah. Seif ches. Yeish leizor shlalismich atzmo la'amud oy lechaveru b'shas tefillah. One should be careful not to lean on a stander, on amud, on anything, you shouldn't lean on anything, or you shouldn't lean on your friend b'shas tefillah during davening. Don't lean during Shemoneh Esrei. Stand straight. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it's talking about if you would take the item away and you'd fall down, that means leaning. If you're just like touching it like a stander, like this, to an extent that if you lean on it, you wouldn't fall down. If it would be taken away, you wouldn't fall down. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Now, if you're just like gently putting a bit of weight in it, that's not a problem. It's just that if you're leaning it to an extent that if you take away the stander, you'd fall down, that would be a problem. But just to slightly touch it, slightly to put a bit of weight in it, that's not a problem. Does that make sense? It's very nogia, of course, in Yom Nerayim, we have very long Shemoneh Esrei, people tend to put their weight on their standards. So you need to be aware that if you're really putting a lot of weight on it, if you're really putting all your koich on it, that if you'd be pulled away, you'd fall down, then it's a problem. You're not meant to daven Shemoneh Esrei like that. Yes? Yeah. Well, the ma'aseh, if it would be taken away, it's a good question. It's a good question. I had the same other ones. I don't know. What if it's in a position? Moshe wants to know. I had this question a while ago. What if it's in a way that if you'd put the weight on it, you'd actually fall down, but you'd be able to catch yourself up. So you wouldn't physically fall down. If you're actually in a position similar to what I'm doing now, I'm literally leaning completely on it, but I'd be able to catch myself up. I wouldn't physically fall down. What would be that locha then? I don't know. Yes?
What about if you're standing and you've got a wall behind you and you're sort of picking the barrels, and if you've got a lot of people walking around you, you're standing straight in the middle of everybody. Sometimes it's better to go to the wall and sort of stand by the wall so you're a bit more secluded from people and not quite touching the wall, but...
Yeah, then it's fine. That would be fine. Yeah, that'd be fine. If you're leaning, though, so much...
On the wall, if you leant on the wall, would that be a problem?
If you lean so much that if the wall be taken away, it'd fall down, that's not good. If you're just a gentle leaning like this, that's fine. But if you'd be literally leaning in a way properly like that, that would be a problem. Why is that?
Well, the Mishnah Berurah says the whole reason is Sricha Amida. You need standing.
And Smicha is not considered Amida.
It's not standing. Just because you can catch yourself, at that moment in time, you're not standing.
Yeah.
You're on something. So it seems like even if you can catch yourself later.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. One could argue that, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah, that Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons. If Gotten Chof Beis, it brings two reasons why one is not allowed to lean. One is because, as you're saying, it's not considered an Amida. And the second reason is because it needs to be Be'ema. We need to daven in fear. We need to daven in fear, and that's not the fear type of davening. And finally, Se'if Tes, Mi Shehuchach Leispal Miyushav. Somebody was forced to daven when sitting. Kshiyuchal Tzorich Lachzor Leispal Me'umot. A person who is forced to daven when sitting, and later on he's got an opportunity of davening standing, he says, you should be davening Shemoneh Esrei again, if it's still, if it's still within the Zman, you should say Shmona Esrei again. But you don't need to add anything to the Shmona Esrei. So, Mishnah Berurah here says that if a person davens when he's sitting, ideally, if it's still the Zman, when he is able to stand up, he should daven in a standing position, if it's still the Zman. Yeah. And finally, Misha Babadach, Somach Lemolon. Somebody's traveling and he's near a Molon, an inn, a hotel. Him Yochel is Talek Minadach. If he is able to if he's in a traveling and he's able to put himself away on the side, Sholeav Siku Ovrei Drochim, that people won't disturb him, won't bother him. Is Talek Shom. He should go on the side and daven properly on the side. For Lois Palel Bemolon, he shouldn't daven in an inn, in a hotel, Sholeav Dikachovim. Don't daven. It's better to daven on the side of whilst traveling, better than to daven in a hotel of Ovdei Kechovim of Goyim, because that's a place full of tzelems of a zora of goyish symbols. So it's better to daven on the side. I'm skipping the next few words in line with what the Mishnah Berurah says one should do. Havolim yav shaloli stalek minadech. But if you cannot turn yourself away, if you cannot go on a side during the journey to a few minutes daven shmona esrei, he's spalit b'molon. You should daven in the hotel, peizek herens office, in a corner, in a quiet corner of this inn, of this hotel. Shloye bal blub nabais. I'm going back to those few words. Shloye bal blub nabais, that nobody should bother you. So again, the Mishnah Berurah means, the Moavia means, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, what it's referring to is, if you're traveling, and you're traveling with lots of other people, lechatchila, if you're going towards an inn, towards a goyish hotel, lechatchila, put yourself away and daven shmona esrei before you reach destination. Daven shmona esrei on the side. If it's not possible to do that, you know that if you're going to be standing on the side, you're going to miss the convoy, or you're going to miss the train, or whatever it is, you can't actually stand on the side. What you should do then, carry on, and when you reach destination, you should daven there. Now, if there is areas there which are inappropriate to daven, then find yourself a little corner, Keren Zov is a corner, a little place where you can calmly daven Shemana Esa, and that's what you should do. To recap what we covered tonight, we learned that if a person doesn't know where Mizrach is, he should daven any direction, as long as he's got Hashem in mind. A person who is on a donkey, on a boat, or he's traveling, he can remain seated for Shemana Esa. If he would go down, he would lose kavanah altogether. He's allowed to daven in whilst he's riding and whilst he's sitting. He should, however, aim to be down for a voice and do the kriyas and the three steps properly, if that's possible. A person who is unwell, he can be davening whilst lying. And we learned that even if he's not able to verbalize Shmona Esrei b'di'evet, it's okay. We learned that if people are dangerous people around him, he wants to daven whilst traveling, that's acceptable. We learned that a person should not lean during Shmona Esrei. We learned also that if a person is traveling and when he reaches destination is not a proper place to daven, he can daven whilst traveling on the side, and he can be traveling davening on the side, and that's in the beauty like that. If he cannot do so, should find himself a little corner when he reaches destination in the hotel. And good evening, Rabbi Stein, and we'll be seeing each other on Thursday.